Paul Bissonnette joins us now to talk all about the Coyotes. Biz, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
It was kind of a preview. I mean, the Coyotes haven't made the playoffs in a while, but from all accounts, last night was a playoff atmosphere at Gila River Arena.
Yeah, oh, it was a good time. Yeah, I mean, anytime we play Chicago, it's close to a sellout. You know, there was definitely some Chicago fans in the building, but another great defensive effort by the Coyotes. Weird game, first two period, the puck was bouncing around a ton. There wasn't much flow, but the third period really ramped up. A very physical game. I think the Coyotes finished with 45 hits, which is a lot. They had 24 in that first period, so. Very entertaining game, a big win by the Yotes.
You mentioned the presence of Chicago fans. Nothing new for Coyotes at home games during their existence. My question to you is, go back to your playing days. When things were going well for the Coyotes and you had one of those fan bases come in, how much did it bug the players collectively? Or it was just something that you tune out once the game gets started?
Well, you know, my first year here had been, you know, a while since they made playoffs. So, you know, as we were playing well, the fans started, pouring in. It really for my first 3 years, because we ended up being a playoff team all 3 years. But, it was just nice at that time to get some people in the building, and it kind of created that rift, and, you know, they'd have the chance back and forth. So, you know, it was nice to have some atmosphere down there. And, you know, this season at the start of the year, it was solid, and as the Coyotes have played well, the crowds have definitely picked up. It's been a great atmosphere. And especially when you're playing against like original six teams or anyone with superstars, like when we play Pittsburgh, it's great. So it's been good, and you know, the fans have been awesome, and we encourage them to come out these next few home games. I know they're on the road Friday, but that game against Minnesota is going to be just as big. And then, of course, the Jets game to finish off the season.
Now, one of the things that Valley fans have not had, because the Coyotes haven't been in the playoffs in a while, is just the excitement and the thrill of when your team takes the lead late and all you got to do is kill clock, and yet it's excruciating. That is some of the most drama, intense stuff out there in sports. What's it like to be on the ice during those moments when you're winning a big game and you're trying to salt it away?
I didn't play much, so I would get nervous because it was out of my control. So right. I was kind of like a fan in those instances. Whereas, you know, you play all the other, I know all games are meaningful, but it's been a long time since the Coyotes fan base has had, you know, towards the end of the year where every game matters, where essentially we're in playoffs right now. So, you know, it's cool. I love it. And that's, you know, as a fan, that's what you want. I'm sure that they're grateful that they have that experience this year. Because I know since the last time they were able to experience that was, you know, when we played against Chicago, Nashville, and then of course, L.A. in that conference final.
Mm-hmm. Paul Bissonnette, Coyotes radio analyst, team ambassador, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. We've talked so much, especially in the second half of the year, Biz, about Darcy Kuemper, what he's been able to do in goal. And, you know, down the stretch, chasing a wild card spot, Rick Tocchet doesn't really have much of a choice. Kemper's going to be the guy night in, night out. And you could almost expect some sort of drop-off in his play. And even though he's doubled all of his totals in terms of starts and minutes, his numbers are still great. I mean, can you just elaborate on how big Darcy Kemper's been in this whole playoff chase for the Coyotes?
Well, I'd imagine that he starts on Friday, and that'll be his 19th straight, which is kind of a team record with Ilya Bezdalov. And, I mean, he was huge last night. I mentioned that the game was a little weird in the first two periods, but and Coyotes did do a good job of limiting quality scoring chances. But in that third period, he made about four or five good quality saves that were from dangerous areas. I mean, that one right in the slot from Jonathan Toews was massive. Perlini had a good look, and Nisimov had a really good scoring chance. So there's about four or five I can think of off the top of my head. So, I mean, it's really crazy. And I mean, it just speaks to what he's done as far as putting the work and also the wave of confidence he's riding right now.
All right, what about this game Friday night in Denver is going to be just crazy huge. What do you make of that Avs team? What do you make of the Coyotes' chances? You win this game, that's a huge step in the right direction, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, similar situation in that Edmonton game where you have a very heavy top line. McKinnon's absolutely filthy. Rantanen's nasty as well. He's an incredible up-and-comer, kind of established himself as a superstar this year. You know, they are missing their captain, Landis Cog. They did do a good job at the deadline by grabbing a little bit of depth in Derek Brassard. But, you know, it's going to have to be a collective effort, and they're going to, Richardson's going to have to be huge again, shutting down that top line and just collectively trying to get offense. I mean, I know even last game we won 1-0 against Chicago. You know, they did struggle on the road to produce offense as well. You know, they only had 4 goals in those 4 road games. So finding the back of the net's going to be important, but just continue to defend as well as they have been. And that's going to be a key because, I mean, if they can win, if they can win the next 2 games, I would imagine that, like, you know, you're probably looking at the magic number of 4 wins right now to secure yourself a position in playoffs. But if they're able to beat the 2 teams that they are competing with, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off them to get that 4th win, where 3 might get the job done.
All right, here's my last question, and I heard Toc talk about this because he's like, look, we're having trouble scoring goals. We're about to play some real big games here, so we're going to spend a couple days talking about that. Is there anything you can do to create offense when it's not there? And I asked Nick Cousins about this because, you know, in hockey they say if you start gripping, you're grabbing the stick too tight, then your hands are worthless and things just get worse. What can you do as a team when you're not scoring to address it, to actually create some offense?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I was never an offensive player. It seems as if though that when they played Tampa and they played such a good defensive game, and they actually outplayed Tampa in Tampa.
Yeah.
And they ended up going down 4-1 with you know, a couple of third period goals from Tampa. Since then, they've kind of like, they just can't find their offensive rhythm. Now, I'm hoping, considering the road trip didn't go so well, but they came home and they were able to put in that great defensive effort and win 1-0, that maybe that confidence just kind of, you know, helps them, you know, I guess, create more offense. I mean, you got to kind of get out of this funk. We've seen it a lot this year, a lot of ups and downs with this team where they've ridden the wave, but always seem to be able to come out of those, you know, those little stretches where they haven't been able to win games. Like, they went 5 games. They didn't win a game in 5 games before last night, so let's hope this kind of gets things going, and maybe they're able to put some of the back of that to finish the year off.
Yeah, hopefully. And a reminder, before Friday against Colorado, the Avalanche have a game tonight in Vegas, so Coyotes fans should tune in to NBC Sports Network and be rooting for the Golden Knights, as dirty as that could make them feel. But that's a big game.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has been playing well in the second half of the season. They had a tough start, too, and you know, there's another team that you got to look out for, so I believe that they're still fighting for playoff positioning. I think first to get home ice advantage in the first round. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all of these games are important to everyone, and it's just a good thing as far as schedule is concerned that we get them on a back to back.
Yep, Biz. Thanks for the time. We always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week, man.
See you guys. Thank you.
All right.